It's great to be back. Dustin Pate here again to deliver the second episode of the Inexorable Podcast. I'm more proud than ever to be the host of this of this podcast. I love being able to spill my beliefs and my passions and my expertise. I love being able to push that into other people's lives to hopefully open doors for them that they could have never opened by themselves. I know in my heart, at me being who I am, that I have keys to doors that no one else will ever have. And I know, deep down in my soul that you do too. I know that there's keys to doors that only certain people will ever have. And if you can't, if you can't keep yourself on track to get to the doors that have your goals on the other side of them, then you're gonna be depressed. That's where depression actually comes from, is from not living the life that you dream to live, not fulfilling your aspirations. Not contributing to all that ambition that you have. You're not pushing yourself to be better. A lot of people find themselves there, man. There's only one track. The only track period that you have for your own personal life is your goals. That's it. So if you have no goals, then your life has no track. If you have no track, I don't know if you've ever seen a train just driving down the interstate. Like, they need a track. So if you have no track, I don't think you can ever get to the goal. You see what I mean? And when the goal is the track, that means you need the goal first, right? So whatever it takes to hit your goal is on track. Like, you are on track if you're doing, even just one necessary action. Like, sometimes it'll feel small. Like, I'll say, for instance, in my industry that I'm in now, the financial services industry, if I'm studying, say the presentation, that might feel like I'm off track because I need to be giving this presentation to someone. But Abraham Lincoln said it best, man. If I was given 4 hours to chop down a tree, I'm going to spend the first 3 hours sharpening my axe. So, that's a good way to kind of look at your own life, man. Preparation is everything. If you're not preparing, then you're doing this the opposite of that, which is called procrastination. Whatever isn't getting you closer to your goal is procrastination, which is where a lot of you find yourself. Now, can we be honest there? Is that where you find yourself at today? Are you actually doing everything in your power to master your craft today? Are you completely focused on every step that it's going to take for you to find the person with the keys to the doors that you need to open? You know what I mean? Because you're never going to, this is the part that people don't get, I think, that you can't do it alone. Someone has the keys to that door. You're going to need to meet people along the way that are going to get you a little closer. You know what I mean? And sometimes when you meet those particular people, you're going to have to do things for them that will seem like it's off track. But if that person has the keys to your door, then it's on track. You are on track. Sometimes you're going to be, sometimes the track takes the left. That's just part of it. You might not have seen that left coming. You might think you were on a straight shot track. But sometimes the track just goes left for a little while so that way you can properly prepare. If you're not properly prepared, then you're there's no sense in even meeting the person that has the keys to your door. You know what I mean? Because you won't even be able to do what it takes for that person, for them to pull out their keys. You see what I mean? It's going to take you moving people to move you. You're going to have to do the work. You're going to have to get out here and shake a couple of trees, I guess they call it, beating the leaves off. you're going to have to put your feet in muddy water. You're going to have to fight. And it's not an easy battle, man. Like, back to procrastination. This is what, kills most dreams. It's procrastination, especially nowadays. It's so easy with our cell phones and all the technology that we just have around us at any given time, any point in space, any room we walk into in our houses. Usually, like nowadays, people can literally say, "Hey, Google, turn off the lights." You know what I mean? I can, you know, probably set it up some kind of way where I can say, hey, Google, start recording my podcast, and then just start doing it. You know what I mean? But with all that is available to us, all the access that we get as far as what we can learn, what we can find out, what we can fucking imagine, you know what I mean? Like, things are going way, way, way further than they've ever been able to go, because people couldn't even dream this big before. Now, just the fact that a cell phone can, you know what I mean, communicate between people that are all the way across the world. Like, I can literally text someone in China and they'll get it in just a few seconds. You know, that makes doors open for people that need those keys, right, man? There's a lot of companies that exploded because of the access that we have to China now, as far as like product-based businesses. If you sell a product and you don't get it from China, chances are, I guess you could be in maybe like the CBD industry, because I don't get like my CBD products for 6K Organics. They don't come from China. But like what I mean, like if you sell pens, pencils, anything like that, like just any actual product, like little gizmos and gadgets and chargers and things like that, if you're selling those type of things and you're buying them in the United States, you're losing money. You know, the door was open with technology and the communication was open to countries all around the world. And now there's countries to where we can get these things cheaper, right? But what happens is procrastination stops those kind of deals, because you'll never be able to, you know, stay on track long enough to find the supplier that you need, even though that it's literally just probably a Google away for you. You know what I mean? Same thing, you know, goes on in our industry. Like, so many people want to worry about the things that they think need to be done instead of just, you know, staying on track, completing the system. You know, WFG, World Financial Group, the agency that I'm actually, you know, a part of, the game is there. You know what I mean? The system is there. The people that hold the keys, they're there. Everything that you possibly could need is there. But we still have people that are fighting that. You know what I mean? They don't want to make the calls. They don't want to use the script. They want to reinvent the wheel. And this in turn leads to procrastination, no matter which way you go about it. Because as you're trying to reinvent the wheel and things aren't working, eventually you're going to start saying, well, fuck, why do I even want to do that? I know it's not going to work for me. You know what I'm saying? Why do I even want to put my effort into that when I know that's too hard? You know what I mean? These are the things that we're telling ourselves. When we tell ourselves something's too hard or I don't want to do that and all that, that's procrastination. There's no other way around that, dude. Who gets to make the idea that it's too hard for you? You know what I mean? It can't be you, bro. You have to actually do the action. And then if you've performed to your best ability, that means you've done everything like the person who holds the keys has mentioned. This is the way. They've given you the system. They've given you the track. You've Googled all the information. You've watched all the YouTubes. You've read all the books. You know, all these things. Like, you know what to do. You know what I mean? There's no way around that. Whatever industry you're in, not even just my industry, which, you know, those of you who don't know me, I'm heavily, heavily into and influencing two industries: the financial services industry and the CBD industry. Those are the two industries that are my track. That's my path to greatness. You know what I mean? That might not be for you. This isn't here for me to try to push what's for me on you. This isn't what this podcast is about. This is the Inexorable Podcast. And this podcast is about helping to conform you into a better you, helping you become literally unstoppable, impossible to prevent. That's the definition of inexorable. So that's what I want to do here. And if I'm doing that, please, man, reach out to me on social media. I'm on Instagram at CEO Dustin Pate, and I'm on Facebook. I got two accounts on Facebook. You can find me. Just search Dustin Pate on Facebook. I got to be one of the first ones that pop up. Reach out to me and let me know what you think about my podcast and, you know, how I'm progressing, as well as let me know how you're progressing. Let me know how you're fighting, you know, procrastination. Let me know where your mind is. Let me know what you need to hear from me. That way I can continue to serve at the best possible ability of myself. another thing that can help me, you know, serve you guys a lot better and possibly, you know, bring on guests in the future. I don't want to just bring on, you know, mediocre people. I want to bring on highly successful people, six-figure and up earners. And I know in some of those cases, we're going to have to, you know, purchase some of their time, right? That's my track, right? So in order for me to get on my track, I need some supporters for this podcast. I'm just going to say it just like that. I need people to go to the Anchor app. I need people to find the Inexorable Podcast with Dustin Pate. And I need you to support whatever you're able to support. It's a monthly contribution. And it'll be greatly appreciated. And it'll only be used to give you more value and to, you know, advance this podcast and myself to be able to deliver better. So with that being said, man, let's take a look at some examples of procrastination and how they actually affect us in this day and age. You know, like, honestly, we don't even drive a car without looking at our cell phone. Now, how many of you are texting right now, probably driving and listening to this podcast? And with that being said, if we're always looking at our phone, that means we're not making millions of dollars yet, chances are we're not using our phone to its highest potential. Chances are we're procrastinating with that phone. Chances are we're watching cat videos, or literally one in three searches is for porn. And this episode isn't about porn, but if one in three of your searches on Google is porn, you have a problem, sir. I'm not here to judge you. I don't judge people, but if you need help with that, you know, reach out to me as well. I'll do whatever I can to find you the person who holds the keys to that door. You know what I mean? Personally, that isn't me. I'm not a sex therapist or anything of that nature. Definitely not an expertise that I ever, you know, wanted to be in, but I do know problems and see problems, you know, easily. Right. So I know that if one in three searches online are for porn, that, you know, one in three people are procrastinating every search on Google. You know what I mean? Like, there's just so much procrastination going on. There's so much scrolling in the news feeds. Me, I spend an hour or two a day on Facebook and Instagram, commenting back to people, commenting on other people's posts, liking things, following people, you know, just growing. I'm trying to be omnipresent. To be omnipresent, that means you have to be everywhere in every second of everyone's life. You know, just imagine how big that is. So for me to be omnipresent, which is on track to my goal, how could I ever procrastinate? You know what I mean? How could I ever have the time to procrastinate when I need to be everywhere at all times? That's how you got to start thinking. You got to start, like I'd say it all the time, man, forget about balance. There's no balance. There's no, you know, I need this time to do this and this time to do this. Yeah, you can schedule things. You can, you know, do your best to time manage. You definitely want to be, you know, manage your time to the best of your ability. That way you're using it in proper manners. But you can never, what am I trying to say here? You can never stop. You know what I mean? You can never not pivot. Like you might have your whole day planned out and then something huge pops up that would just unlock that door today, but you got this schedule. You see what I mean? So now you're trying to stay on that. That's how your schedule can actually become procrastination. See, people don't see that one. They're so scheduled in on what they think needs to be done that they can't stop, pivot into what actually needs to be done. What we need to look at is the full circle. You know, the full circle. You're in the middle of the circle, right? Just imagine this. You're in the middle of the circle. And every time something happens, you know, you can draw another line out. Boom, you draw another line out. Eventually, this thing starts looking like a pie chart. And how many pieces of the pie that you get to keep are going to be based off of how many of those lines that went from the middle of the circle outward to the outside rim of the circle, how many of those lines were procrastination? Or how many of those lines, you know, were pivots? How many of those lines were direct lines to what needed to be done at the right time? Like, you already knew it. You had it scheduled. You done it perfectly. And then the next second you had something else scheduled, but something else bigger pops up. And are you able right then to pivot into the next thing? Or do you think you're the kind of person that has to just stick to the calendar, stick to the script, stick to that? Because that's not what's going to happen. That's not real life. That's not real business. You know what I mean? Real business is forever changing. It's forever evolving, and it's forever growing. And you have to be ready. You have to be ready when it grows or when it opens or when the time is right for it. See, winning, Tim Grover explains this very good in his book, bro. But winning requires all of your effort. Think of it as a race, right? Winning is always first. Winning is always first. You're always racing behind winning, just hoping that one day you'll catch it, right? So the preparation is the most important part. So with that being known, you need to prepare your mind to block procrastination. And you need to prepare your mind to pivot from your schedule based off of your surroundings of like what's actually going on right now today. Like if you had something on your calendar that says you need to, study something for the next hour, but you have a client that just reached out to you and they're having an issue, you need to push the studying back. You know what I mean? And you need to jump on the call with your client and you need to figure out their issue and you need to make sure that they stay a client with you. And you need to make sure that, you put that fire out. Or let's say, for instance, what can we say? For instance, you're supposed to be going to somewhere with your family, but something, one of your coworkers, that are under you or work with you or whatever the situation, they call you and there's some fire to put out at work. You need to put that fire out. You need to be who you need to be in every second and realize that there is absolutely no balance. Winning will always come first. There's no way around that. If you're not focused on winning, someone else is winning. If you're not focused on preparation, then you're procrastinating. If you're procrastinating all the time, you're not focused on preparation. If you're not focused on preparation, you never win. But just as much as you got to be focused on preparation, you got to be focused on the pivot and you got to be ready for it at any given minute. You never know when you're going to call the play that's supposed to have you wide open and now you're covered by two fucking men and you got to change the play in the middle of the game. You see what I'm saying? Or your ass is just going to get plastered. Business is the same way. Life is the same way. Relationships are the same way, guys. You can grow a lot just by what I just given you. I really hope this takes someone to another level in life. I enjoy coming here and spilling this on you guys. You know what I mean? Like I actually grow a little bit within my own self every time I do one of these. So with that being said, man, this is the end of episode number 2 of the Inexorable Podcast. This is your host, Dustin Pate again. I love each and every one of you. I pray that your day is blessed. I pray that you are able to fight all procrastinations. And, I just pour my belief into you. I want you to know that right now today, I believe in you fully. I know that you're capable of everything I've achieved and everything that anyone's achieved. I know that you're capable of that. I know that you're capable of greatness. I know that I'm capable of being even better than I am today. I know that I still procrastinate. I know that I'm not perfect. You know what I mean? And with that being said, man, that's going to conclude number 2 for the Inexorable Podcast. Be looking forward to me for next week. I'm going to put a lot more preparation into next week's. This was kind of off the top of the noggin today, but I know procrastination hits a lot of people. So I knew that this could, hit home for a lot of people. Keep your eyes open for who has the keys to your door and don't block them.